40 years ago today, 2SER started broadcasting as Sydney Educational Radio from the tower of the UTS Sydney Tower Block. As part of our celebrations, we had a bit of a nostalgic look back at the early days with some of our famous alumni.
Tune in to 107.3
2SER FM. 2SER Educational Radio presents Day in the Life of a 2SER Subscriber.
What about this? As 2SER turns 10, I make this pledge that no public station will live in poverty by the year... Hang on a minute. If I say that, they'll ask us for money.
Well, that's a bit of a flashback to the 80s when Wire Station 2SER has turned 10. Looks like middle age is creeping in, though. Now we've hit 40 today. But luckily, our sister station Radio Adelaide's already hit that milestone. But to help us celebrate, we had in a few old on-air hosts to ruminate on their heydays. I asked Tanya Plibersek, Shadow Minister for Education and Training, whether she thought shows like The Wire were important given the concentration of media in Australia.
Look, I'm really worried about diversity in Australian media. I think it's so good for democracy to have a variety of voices on our airwaves, on TV, in our newspapers. And radio stations like 2SER play an absolutely vital role in making sure that we have great debate and broad information in our news.
And did journalism, when you were here many years ago, not too many years ago, did that really inform your, hone your political antennae and get you into politics?
Look, I think the best thing about being involved in 2SER when I was a uni student was the people I met. They had a really broad life experience, broad range of political views, and they were people who were creative. It was great to see that.
We sometimes feel that journalists are a bit under today. Do you think that that's the case?
Look, I do. I think it's a really hard way to make a living these days because there are fewer jobs. Journalists are expected to be trained in every type of media. Look, you just see the consolidation of newsrooms. The work that used to be done by 30 journalists today is done by 5.
Yeah, and of course people are only listening with a lot of the social media. They're listening to echo chambers, aren't they?
Look, I think social media can be a force for enormous good, but it's certainly very self-selecting. People tend to read the things that they already agree with, that they already believe. And the benefit of a radio station, a newspaper, a TV station is that it should expose you to ideas and to information that you don't already have.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Tanya Plibersek. Really appreciate you being on The Wire here with us.
It's a great pleasure. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
As well as Tanya Plibersek, Richard Kingsmill, Group Music Director at Triple J, was with us, along with his old Triple J buddy Robbie Buck, who's come in fresh from ABC Sydney Breakfast, which he hosts with Wendy Harmer. I asked Robbie whether he started here at 2SER hosting a music show.
I started here with music, undoubtedly, but we did some current affairs at the time as well. I mean, you sort of signed up for the whole landscape when you came into 2SER. This is, nearly 30 years ago. But I think that was the beauty of it, is that you turned up with an interest in one thing and you ended up learning about all these other elements, whether it be, you know, community issues or different music that you weren't into before or different people that you hadn't met in the city. And suddenly this whole world was thrown open to you. So
because you've got to learn to do interviews with music, haven't you? So
doing music interviews is really tricky, there's no doubt about it. It doesn't matter how many you do, it can still be really tricky. But doing music interviews with bands or artists who aren't all that experienced at doing music interviews themselves, that can be pretty tricky as well. I once did an introduction to a performance artist called Penny Arcade, and I'd worked really hard on this introduction and read it out live on air. And got to the end of the introduction and said, "And welcome, Penny Arcade." And she looked up at me, she went, "What? What was that? That was just terrible." And I thought, wow, that can be pretty harsh in live radio world, can't it?
There's some feedback there. Yeah. And Richard, musicians can be hard to interview, can't they?
Well, I actually remember when I was at Macquarie University and I was getting into radio, and I said pretty early on, I said to the coordinators there, I said, "Look, I'm really interested in music. I'd really like to do music interviews." This was like I'd only turned up on the step, been there for 5 minutes. "I'd really like to do music interviews." And I remember the coordinator saying to me, "Well, listen, you'll have to start you know, down here and work your way up, because music interviews, it's kind of like top shelf. It's like you've got to work your way through. They're pretty tricky to do. Anyway, I went, okay, all right, fine. So I used to do all these other interviews, and, you know, I didn't let that put me off. I thought, well, okay. And you're right, Robbie, you know, some of those music interviews could be pretty tough when bands were, you know, they were taking risks as well. And the 80s was a very interesting time music-wise. And I remember the program I was doing, we had the Hard-Ons on, and they were just coming through the western suburbs of Sydney. And I remember they turned up. And fortunately, I wasn't the one who had to interview them. But that interview went for about 15 minutes. And I don't think the interviewer got much out of them. It was a lot of silence coming the other side. But anyway.
Yeah. And when you get the feeling that people are actually listening to you out there in the wide blue yonder, there's an immediacy in radio, isn't there?
Oh, radio is by far the best medium of all, which is why we've been stuck with it for so long. It's intimate, it's immediate, it's visceral, and it's really responsive, much more so than other media, which...
And we're legitimate journalists, aren't we?
Oh, of course. Look at us. Look at all my Walkley Awards.
Yes, of course.
Show off.
And, Richard, what would you recommend to people who are just starting in journalism?
Well, keep your ears open. Listen. Look, the most valuable piece of advice in radio is just to be a good listener. You've got to listen to everything. You've got to listen to what other people are saying, viewpoints, when you're interviewing people. Listening is a key part of it.
Have you ever given that advice to politicians, Robbie?
Yeah, but they don't listen to it.
Well, look, I thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate you giving us this little bit of extra after your interviews.
No worries. And happy birthday to SER.
Yeah, all the best. Another 40 years to come.
Celebrate with your feet on 2SER.
Yes, and that was Robbie Buck and Richard Kingsmill helping us celebrate there. I'm Roderick Chambers, and this is 2SER and The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.